Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second, the center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting third, the left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth, the catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Pagan moves to third. It's 2-0, Giants. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pagan scores. Hiller moves to third. It's 3-0, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Davenport reaches third base with a triple. Hiller scores. Keene goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson has Davenport trapped. There's the throw to Mantilla and over to Taylor, who tags Davenport for the out. Mays moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keene. Chacon reaches second base with a double. Mantilla moves to third. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Mantilla scores. Chacon moves to third. One out. It's 5-1, Giants. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cannell. Mays reaches second base with a double. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to third. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 6-1, Giants. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Bob Moorhead now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alou scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 7-1, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Bailey trying to get to home. Cannell throws the ball into Taylor who tags Bailey who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hiller hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing left field. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanford takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Chacon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neal moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Neal moves to third. 2 outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Chacon hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou bunts towards third. Mantilla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Chacon. Alou moves to third. Pagan moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hiller is walked intentionally. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook pinch hits for Bob Moorhead. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keane. Cook reaches second base with a double. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive towards short. Pagan catches it and throws to second to double up Cook. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keane. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Ashburn moves to third. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Vinegar Bend Mizell now pitching. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keane hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davenport moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-4 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry fields the ball and throws to Mizell covering. Safe. Davenport scores. It's 8-1, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-1, Giants. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 10, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.